Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Also, Luke, it can start, it doesn't have to start right when we say welcome to the podcast. Like if we have a little conversation before, you can do a kind of a cold open and then have the music in the
hello everyone, another episode, another time here spent with us. Actually, that's how we're starting this episode, and Matt's still tucking in his shirt. Still tucking it in, folks. He still hasn't shown up. Still hasn't shown up for the podcast. It's a weekly podcast, bro.
I'm here, bro. I'm literally right here. I was tucking my damn shirt in for no reason. I like tucking my shirt in. People give me shit for it online. No, you can't. I like tucking my shirt in because I like the fold that it presents. You know, otherwise it's just kind of like hanging everywhere. But if I tuck it, you see this nice little like fold right there? Yeah. I like that a lot.
See, for me it's like I wearing something tucked in, the fold would be for like from my stomach. Mm. So it would be a reason why I didn't like tucking shirts in.
And I told you, I met that guy at the bar that does liposuction. He does it from home too.
The only problem is he just like texts me like at strange hours of the night. Just well, asking.
he really operates mainly at nighttime.
He's just uncomfortable.
He's from Indonesia, so I think he's still on like Indonesia time.
Doesn't sound Indonesian.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too. But you know,
I'm not gonna ask for his birth certificate.
Yeah, no, I'm not either. But
that would be racist.
Yeah.
But I would be interested to know how he was born in Indonesia.
Well, he says he
might have lost his accent.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like a Boston accent, but I don't know. I've never been to Indonesia. I don't know how they talk over there.
Yeah,
it's totally possible. But no, I've seen
more than likely not with a Boston accent.
Well, maybe he had, like, he grew up in a Boston community in Indonesia. Jakarta is very famous for having a large population of Bostonians.
Okay.
Also, his work is great. I've seen the pictures. He showed me some pictures on his cell phone at the bar. He made people lose like 60, 70 pounds.
Hey, my self-confidence would probably go through the roof after a procedure like that.
Absolutely.
Sorry, my brain, because we have once again chosen to record while they're doing yard
Yeah,
work.
Dude, it's hard for me to speak because it's all I can hear is that fucking buzz in the background.
And this is me going... There they are doing fucking yard work. Don't they know we're recording a podcast? The Super Mega Cast?
Every Wednesday, man. I just don't understand it, dude, because our neighbors, like, don't even really have a yard. So what are they doing out there every Wednesday
blowing
for
leaves
6 hours straight?
Just, I think it's just kind of like, it's the types of sounds you would expect to hear in a nice neighborhood. So they probably are just like, just blow the leaves around.
Just like every Wednesday.
Maybe the sound of a lawnmower to make it seem like we're keeping up the place.
Yeah, but even if you're blowing the leaves around, dude, it takes like, I used to blow my driveway growing up. It takes like max 20 minutes to blow a driveway. I went out there just now. There's like five dudes out there with leaf blowers.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I have no idea why. And it's every week. It's not like they don't even ever skip a week and like, oh, we'll let the leaves build up this week. But it, I feel like maybe it's like a rich people thing where they're like, every Wednesday the landscaper has to come and that's how we know we're rich.
Every goddamn leaf is going to be picked out of my driveway.
No, well, they don't pick them out of the driveway. They blow them into ours.
Well, even if it's by hand, if they miss them with the blower, they got to make sure if one gets caught in the cracks of the driveway or the cracks of the steps.
You know what we should do? Wednesday nights, blow them back into their driveway. Because they love blowing them in our driveway. And that's what they do. Like, literally, our driveway is right next to theirs, and it's separated by, like, some shrubs.
They just
and
blow them down the street.
Like, underneath
right
the shrubs.
Our yard.
And I'm like, that's great, but why? Maybe we should hire them to come Thursdays.
To blow it
up. To do our driveway, you know?
We could go out right now and ask them.
To blow it?
To schedule an appointment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know we already have our people.
Our people are kind of...
They just kind of barge into the back, open up our fridge, and kind of like start drinking a little bit.
They actually do... the barging thing is true. When I was training for Creator Clash back there, I'd be there at like 9 a.m. And I didn't know what day they usually come because our landlord handles that. And usually we're not here yet because they come in the morning. And, you know, we're bad boys. We sleep a little late sometimes. But
you know.
I'd be back there boxing. And then like... the gate would just open up and this dude with a leaf blower would just like walk in, just like not even acknowledge and just like blowing up dust and leaves
it's
all
an
around
obstacle.
Me.
It's something for your brain to focus on.
No, and my old trainer would get so mad. He's like, hey, what's your fucking problem with these guys, man?
Can you just tell them the fuck off?
And I was like, it's, you know, he's
well,
fine.
That trainer ditched you randomly. So
he did 3 weeks before the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew I was going to win and he wasn't ready for the spotlight that would bring with it. So
I did talk to Alex today. Ernst.
Oh. Yeah, what'd he say?
Not your ex-wife.
Yeah, no. Just,
we haven't talked in forever, I promise.
Okay. You sure?
Yes.
Because we also haven't talked in forever, so I wouldn't even know.
Okay,
Alex Ernst.
Yeah. Alex Ernst called. And I gave him a piece of my fucking mind, is what I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Finally, man, what'd you say?
I said, fuck you, and then hung up.
That's worthy of a fist bump right there.
Yeah.
We knucked it for that one. Did he cry?
I didn't stay long enough to find out.
What a little pussy, man. Now Alex is actually like the sweetest dude.
I know. He called. He's like, hey, I'm just calling, man, seeing how you're doing. I'm like, you know, getting back from physical therapy, doing well. He's
it's
like,
definitely because he saw the last podcast.
He was like, I did hit your back that time in the fight. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, this is all for my training and me. This is all like my doing.
Well, it's your trainer's
but
doing.
But I did tell him the nose is his fault.
Yeah, but it's fixed now.
Yeah, I told him I was mad at him up until it was fixed.
You sound back to normal now.
He recommended using a neti pot. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, that will clear out all the shit that's up
he
there.
He says he just got one and he's really enjoying it.
Yeah, so it's basically, have you ever used one?
Mm-mm.
It's like a thing with water, like hot water, and you blast it up your nose and basically it just blasts water throughout your nasal cavity and it comes out of your mouth and your other nostril. And
I've been using saline spray.
Yeah, that stuff's great. Dries everything up. But the neti pot, literally, it's like, did you ever, when I was a kid, I put the hose right here and I turned it on and it shot up my nose. And
I never did that. No,
it hurt really bad. But it's kind of like that and it's coming out of your mouth and it's that
happens with the saline spray. I put it just go and all of a sudden it starts dripping to the back, like out of the back of my throat. Mm-hmm. Starts coming out.
I used to, when I was in like seventh grade, I discovered one day that I could drink through my nose. And I was like, you can do this? Because I just did it lightly with like a spoonful of water. And I just like, if you just relax, you can just let it go down. I'm like, oh, I can drink through my nose. So
You're not meant to.
No, not meant to at all. But you can do it.
Yes.
So if you ever like burn your mouth on pizza or something and you know, you want to drink some water, you can. I could probably drink some water through my nose right now.
Let's both try.
Maybe do you want to get spoons to do it?
Yeah, because
the cup is just kind of. I'll be right back.
Go fetch a spoon. I'll talk about how excited I am.
Oh, I'll be quick.
Because I've been able to start playing Sea of Thieves. I can't sit down at my computer, but I can lay in bed with this little like desk bed thing, and play. You know, with my leg support. And I'm thinking if I should get a standing desk or something for at home, so maybe that would help with playing more Sea of Thieves on my desktop.
Oh, would you get that standing desk?
Not yet. I'm thinking about it, though.
Oh, I thought you bought it. Mm-mm. Just thinking about it still?
Yeah. Well, I'd have to get rid of your old desk, which is a big-ass desk.
That's a pain in the
ass.
And
there's so much wire clutter.
Yeah.
From, like, even back when I did VR shit.
Yeah, that desk is clunky. It's the best way to describe it. Okay. See this, guys? We got clear spoons so you can see the water.
You have a little more water. Okay. That's like about the how much you have, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you just kind of...
Oh, God. That was refreshing.
Yeah, that felt really good. Well, I drank water through my nose. That actually...
I got to get the other nostril.
That tickles a lot more than I remembered.
Oh. I spilled a little.
Jesus Christ, man. That's a lot more uncomfortable than I remembered. Maybe I was just really good at it when I was younger, but I could just fucking... Like, ugh. I just don't think I've had anything go up my nose in a while, so... Ooh.
See these?
Yeah, I see those, bro.
The undies.
Are those Egyptian?
Yeah, I think they're the Gemini ones.
Oh, that's your birth month, bro.
It is.
You're a Gemini.
I am.
Ah, God. And you're Jim's little guy, your stepdad.
Yes. Or Jim's big guy, Jim who works here.
Yeah. I mean, Jim's kind of an asshole.
Yeah. But,
you know, I just kind of...
He does his job.
I've been frustrated with him lately.
For being an asshole?
Well, I'm always frustrated with that. But lately, you know, he's been staying with me recently.
Yeah, I know. When you live with someone, tensions can rise.
Yeah, well, I mean... He tends to keep to himself, but I don't know why, but he, when he uses the bathroom, when he wipes, I don't know if it's how he was raised. He doesn't, flush the toilet paper. He just puts it into like a plastic bag, but then he takes it upstairs to my kitchen and
like Borat,
he just
kind of,
yes. But it's just like the used toilet paper and he just sets it by the trash can, doesn't even put it in. So, you know, I'll have like three bags of ass wipe toilet paper just sitting by my
trash
can.
Why does that actually feel like that's something Tucker did at one point or would do?
That actually completely sounds like something Tucker would do.
I would believe like if I heard Tucker did that at some point.
Tucker's like, no, I don't. I just don't. You know, it's bad for the plumbing and the environment if you put the. I can see Tucker reusing toilet
paper. Just recycle it. Like poop, like used fucking
toilet
paper.
Dude, I could see Tucker wiping with like a cloth and then washing the cloth. And then hanging it by the toilet and then doing that again every time he shits. Does that not sound exactly like something Tucker would do?
That does sound like something Tucker would do.
To save like 20 cents a year and to help the environment out?
I mean, he was the largest source of I guess, recycling at the apartment complex.
Well, he was the largest source, but we didn't even know we had recycling, so it didn't even... Well, we recycled at the Game Grumps office. But I remember Tucker... very environmentally conscious, and when he lived on our couch, he had a recycling pile that was next to the couch, directly in front of Ryan's bedroom door, and he let that thing grow for weeks before he would take it to the... And we'd have to help him take it. We'd load up your car to the brink, like, filled with just bottles. And you'd open up your door, and it would just be like a pile of bottles and things, and you'd just have to, like, step over it. And it got too big to step over at one point, and it was just everywhere, man. That's Tucker.
That's in the past now, you know? Now, we don't have to deal with Tucker's fucking clutter.
No, his roommates do. And I think it's interesting now that he drives a Hummer H3.
Also, the things, because Tucker likes painting, for those who don't know, and just the stuff that he would paint, while mostly revolved around artistic portrayals of known symbols, slanted more in the use of those symbols that I think were picked up by other groups that he wasn't thinking about at the time.
No. Well,
I'm not trying to cancel him.
No, I'm not trying to cancel. I mean,
I love him.
We tried to educate him. I said, you know, Tucker, I know that symbol traditionally was used, you know, in a lot of ancient cultures as a symbol of peace. But
it was, and you can find it in Glendale even on the light posts.
But Tucker, maybe that
Unless
symbol.
They removed those.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
But Tucker, you know, maybe when you paint this symbol, you got to think about maybe how people in the 21st century might
react to it,
especially
with the color scheme.
The color scheme, and you know, it's like I'm not gonna tell the guy, you know, he obviously knows color very well. He colors our videos, like so. You know, I'm not gonna be like, oh, maybe you should switch the red to the green.
Red is a very catching color.
I know, And also, just the other thing, like you said, is the slant.
Yes.
Like, were you talking about slant, like the symbol being used slanted, or the actual rotation of the symbol?
I was more talking about like the rotation.
Right, because he would paint them at a rotated, like 45-degree thing, and
yeah.
he said, "Oh, I'm just trying to do something new with it."
Like it's mid spin.
Yeah, and
I don't know what he meant by that, but I just kind of said okay.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's like if he had just done one or two paintings of that at our place. I mean, it still made me uncomfortable, but I think it was the fact that he was doing them every day.
He would dry them up at the window, open up the window, just kind of stick them out there.
It's oil paint, so he'd put it right up in the window, yeah. But that's Tucker.
Yep, that's Tucker. We love him. We love Tucker.
He's a great dude.
He's a wonderful friend, a great cameraman.
He's in Death Valley right now.
Really? What's he doing in Death Valley? He's on a motorcycle adventure with his brother or something?
No. His brother unfortunately died. He is shooting, like doing like pictures in a documentary of some guy that is running.
That sucks. Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like we should take a moment of. I mean, did he ever appear in a Super Mega video?
No. It's our podcast.
Do we ever even mention his brother in like anything?
No. It's our podcast, dude.
It's fine. It's fine.
People pay a lot of money for every second of airtime. Yeah. You know, so Tucker, I mean, just
if Tucker died, we would say something.
We'd allot it during an ad break.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, today's episode is also sponsored by
Corey Feldman's funeral homes.
Corey Feldman's Tucker Prescott Memorial Fund.
Corey Feldman raising money for Tucker Prescott.
For his funeral. His funerals are expensive as shit, dude.
If you guys just give me the money to do this, I swear it'll be the best funeral you've ever been to.
Pumps them full of like formaldehyde, all this stuff that like the issues people have with funerals, how they're so bad for the environment. Like when they pump you full of formaldehyde, I mean, it ends up back in the earth.
Burn me to a crisp, baby.
Man, yeah, just fucking put me on a cross and burn me.
Turn me into ash. What?
I want to be cremated for sure. I don't want to be buried.
I don't know about the cross thing.
Being cremated is
being crucified is very brutal. Don't you dehydrate? Isn't that like how you die?
You asphyxiate.
Or asphyxiate, because the asphyxiate angle, or dehydrate.
Well, you also dehydrate. I mean, you're up there for days. But I would like to be burned on the cross. I don't want to be killed on the cross. Like, I'd like to die, be placed on the cross, and then burnt.
You're not a witch.
They didn't burn them on the cross, I don't think.
They just lit them on fire.
That wasn't that long ago.
No.
That was like 400 years ago.
Well, I mean, we're still doing fucked up shit to humans still do fucked up shit. And look at where we are.
Nope. Have you ever been on r/humans are fucking awesome?
I've seen, no. But I have seen the subreddit awesome. where, what is it?
Nature is fucking metal.
Yes, how'd you know?
Yes, I know you, dude.
How'd you know?
I know you, man. When I see that look in your eyes, when you get that Reddit look on your face, I know exactly what you're thinking. But also being buried, like.
You're such a good friend.
I know, dude. Thanks.
You're coming to Cornman tonight.
I am coming to Cornman tonight.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say being buried just feels weird, like in a suit and they pump you full of chemicals and you're never seen again. Why? What? It's weird. It's expensive. It's, why do we do that? Just fucking burn me up, dude. Put me in a little Ziploc baggie.
What about live streaming your own cremation?
Ooh. That's.
And people can put in sound effects.
Oh my God. They can donate like, and they could change like the. Oh.
It can help fund us like a funeral service.
You know how
like
they.
A gathering. What are the fucking. Isn't there something just a before funeral? A funeral?
Just the wake.
Yes.
Where they show the body, right? You know? A live oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they can do commands to open the casket, close it, open it.
Yeah.
Change, like, lights, play different songs and clips. You also remember in chemistry class in high school when they'd, like, turn on the Bunsen burner and they'd spray the different chemicals and it would change the color of the fire?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool to set something up like that. So, like, in the blast furnace, when they're cremating me, people can, like, donate to change the colors of the flames.
It's like chat tries to get it all to be pink at one point, but, like, you see, like, blue.
Yeah, one person goofs it up. And it's like, oh, okay, we got to try again.
Damn it.
How long do they cremate someone for?
I don't know.
Is it, like, minutes or is it, like, hours?
I could look it up. They torch your shit.
Yeah, I mean, you're cooked at a very high.
Dust and bone.
Cremation sounds very scary if you die and then. Are you ever scared you're going to die and then realize you're dead and then be like, oh shit, I'm still alive somehow and
two
I'm paralyzed.
2 to 3 hours. Oh, just okay. Straight fucking cooking.
So 2 to 3 episodes of the Super Mega Cast and your parents are toast, you know?
Well, the entire cremation time frame, including any waiting period, authorization, the actual cremation can take anywhere from 4 days to 2 weeks from start to finish. The cremation itself takes about 3 to 4 hours with another 1 to 2 hours of process.
Do they remove all your organs and shit first?
If you're an organ donor.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice. Me too.
I don't remember what blood type I am, though.
I am a. I only know this because my mom told me when I was younger. No one knows their blood types. I'm B negative. But I don't be negative. I'd be positive.
Do you think my mom knows my blood type by heart?
Dude, your mom would definitely know your blood type. Of all the moms to know children's blood types.
Want to see? Want me to call mommy?
Call mommy, dude. Or maybe they can listen to Cecile's voice after these sponsors. Haha, got you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, well, back from the ad breaks.
Welcome and, back, everyone.
I think you wanted to give your mom a call.
Oh, that's right. To see if she knows my blood type by heart.
Red. I'll shoot my mom a text. I think I'm B negative. B minus? B negative? What does it mean? What the fucking...
Mom.
Hey,
Mom. We're recording the podcast, and okay. I wanted to see if you knew something by heart because I don't even know this answer.
Okay.
About myself.
Let me see.
Okay. Well, do you know what my blood type is?
Oh my god. Ooh. Well, I'm O, so if I had to guess, I'm gonna say you're also O, but I'm not positive.
So she's O negative.
So you're O negative. That was a good one. That was Matt. I was repeating what Matt was asking you.
Okay, I'm O positive.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Isn't O the really good one?
Is O the really good blood type?
O's the blood type that can, like, take any other blood type, right? Yeah.
Correct. So. O's like the universal blood type. It's like the one that you can give and
receive as well.
To A's or B's.
All right. Well, I hope that's the case, but you have failed this questionnaire, unfortunately. This pop
I'm
quiz.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, Mom. I love you. I still love you.
I hope you do.
I do. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. And I hope you do too.
Thank you. We're gonna get back to record, having fun,
all right,
having some good chit chat with my buddy Matt.
A couple goofs.
And tell Matt hello.
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 He says hello,
hello
if you didn't hear him.
All right, sweet boy. I love you.
Love you too, Matt.
Okay, baby.
Bye.
Sweet boy.
Love you too, sweet boy.
Was that me? Was she saying sweet boy to me or you?
I'll leave that up for the comments to decide.
Well, listen, Ryan, I guess you're not so special because O represents 39% of people's blood types. And guess what B negative is? 2%. So I'm a little special. And I can't.
Are you though?
Well, it just means that if I am in a situation where I'm critically losing blood, there's a much lower chance I'm going to be able to receive blood that can actually help me.
Yeah.
I thought blood was just blood, bro. But apparently it's got these little fucking knobs and receptors on it that's like,
what? Whoop. Ugh.
Yeah, so like B is for antibodies and A is antigens. I don't know, dude.
I wish people just had different colored blood. Like the difference between A and B is like some people had blue blood, green blood.
Horseshoe crabs have blue blood. But
I don't like horseshoe crabs.
They apparently taste pretty foul, too. Those are one of those creatures that look like they haven't evolved in like 200 million years.
They're actually pretty cute. Bit aside.
Horseshoe crabs?
Yeah. They have little faces underneath like stingrays.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Horseshoe
crabs. Not like little faces, but like their mouth and everything is like... No, wait. Their eyes are on the shell, sorry. But like their mouth is underneath. Dude. So they have their little like... They're just looking around, chilling.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean about the eyes. But the rest of... Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
What?
Just its anatomy, like, underneath the shell is horrifying.
They're not going to hurt you.
Oh, they're really scary, dude. I'm not a big
fan of
these.
They're cute from the top.
They're like they did look like something out of, like, the, like, Jurassic period.
They have them in the petting pools.
You want to touch its shell?
Yeah.
What's the point of petting it? It's just like, oh, wow. Same as petting a dead one. You know, you're just touching the shell.
But why would you have a dead one just lying around?
I used to see them all the time on the beach.
And jellyfish. Jellyfish was the big one that I saw all the time.
Yeah, those things.
I saw a dead baby seal one time on the fucking...
What?
Coast down Santa Monica.
What?
Back in like 2015.
Just a dead baby seal?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just a
dead baby seal?
Yep.
Welcome to episode 303, dead baby seal. No, dude, that's fucked. The water around Santa Monica is not good. And there's warning signs that are
speak
like...
Speak for yourself. That shit's delicious.
Well, I mean, it does taste good, and I've tried
it. Have you tried it unfiltered?
Yes.
Because that's the real stuff.
We used to drink it all the time when we lived together.
Yep.
But it's bad for you, apparently. That's what the signs say. They're like, oh, don't expose your skin to this water. There's sewage and radiation. And
give you cancer.
Yeah, okay. Well, guess what?
But no, as we said multiple times, living in California, everything gives you cancer.
Yeah, everything gives you fucking cancer and makes you trans. So I'm going to drink my fucking ocean water, and they can't stop me.
Nope.
I had a horrible nightmare the other night where I was lost at sea because I've been watching all of these like video essays that are just about like maritime disasters.
Were you on like a little dinghy?
Yeah, I was in a little.
Or were you just treading water?
It was one of those lifeboats, like, you know, like the.
Was it orange?
Yeah,
nice.
One of those, and I was in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and I had.
How do you know it was the Indian Ocean? Just in the dream.
Just in my dream, I just knew it was the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
And I was like, "Fuck, this sucks," and I didn't have any resources. Like, I didn't have any flares, and I had to get water. And the way I did it was, I had like a jug. But you can't drink the ocean water. So I cut a square and I put ocean water in it. And then I used a plastic bag to put over it. And then I put a little screw on top of it so it made like a divot. And then I put a cup under so the water would evaporate without the salt and then drip down into the cup.
Ooh.
And I learned that from a movie where a man is lost in the Indian Ocean. So I was basically just
Which
reliving
movie?
The movie. All is Lost.
It's Didn't Robert you show
Redford.
Me that movie?
Yeah.
It was your favorite movie for a time.
It was. I really liked that movie a lot. It's just, like, intense and anxiety-inducing. And he's just Robert Redford lost in the Indian Ocean.
Nope, like, barely any dialogue. He's just having to solve his problems.
He yells fuck at one point.
I remember the big storm movie when I was growing up that I was like, was The Perfect Storm.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
A shark washes up onto the boat, and it's scary.
Well, The Perfect Storm was a real storm that happened. And apparently...
Mark Wahlberg was in it?
I've been told it's perfect.
Not the actual storm. Didn't it have like George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg?
Well, if Mark Wahlberg had been in the actual storm, things would have gone down a little differently. Dude, I got an ad yesterday on Twitter for a Catholic prayer app that Mark Wahlberg was promoting. And it was like, you can join Mark Wahlberg in prayer. Called Hallow.
First two actors, George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg, A Perfect Storm. And it has John C. Reilly in it.
He must be good friends with Mark Wahlberg because he's in several Mark Wahlberg pictures.
What were you saying before that, though?
Oh, I got an ad yesterday for an app.
His prayer app.
Yeah.
He came. There was a movie he was in recently where he was playing like a ex-con preacher.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see the movie, but I saw like the.
Mark Wahlberg is a piece of shit.
Ryan. He's in Boogie Nights, dude. It's a great movie.
Was a piece of shit. He's a changed man. He lives by the grace of God now.
Yeah, he might have beat those two Vietnamese men half that's to what, death, but that, he was on that PCP.
That ex-con movie that he's in, it's showing that you can go from living a life of just pure debauchery and then transcend all of that and become a better person.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. You can. It is possible.
No, absolutely. It is. Possible. You could absolutely do shitty things in your past and then grow from them. Mark Wahlberg's just one of those guys that's like, I don't know, maybe it's his ego. It just makes it a little hard to fully believe that he's not crazy.
That's an actor thing. I don't think I've ever, like...
Well, because everyone treats you like a god.
Felt the vibe from an actor where it's like, oh, they're so down to earth, you know?
You had that one great tweet that was like, all these millionaires are so down to earth.
I hope no one thinks I was, like, directly talking. It's just like,
Not a single millionaire friend of yours liked it.
I know.
Funny.
Not a single one. Not a single one of my millionaire friends liked that goddamn tweet, which is unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. And that shows that they are not down to earth.
No, exactly. It shows that they
money
have...
Money changes you.
They have weak hearts, weak minds, and weak chins.
Honestly, the worst one is the weak chin.
But I came up with that tweet a while back, and it's been sitting in my drafts. I told the story on the podcast how I went to this, like, what was, to me, advertised as a barbecue where there's a celebrity chef making some delicious meals, and it turned out to be like an NFT event.
Oh yeah.
And they had like a bowl of like caviar and like
just
they
scoop,
had IV
yeah.
stations like hooked up.
Well, for rich people, drinking water is a bit of it's a task. It's, you know, it takes a lot. So
it's because they're doing so many drugs that they're like recharging themselves.
Bro, if you're at a point where like just drinking water is like you're not getting hydrated because you're doing that many drugs and you have to plug yourself into a needle, maybe don't do that many drugs.
There's an Easter egg hunt where you had to, what was it?
Oh, yeah, you could win like a
you
NFT.
You could win like
that was,
watches. You could win money,
like
I think.
$10,000 NFT.
Some NFT. I mean, people that were there had the opportunity to, there's this big old like square, not portrait, canvas. And just anyone from the party, they had paint and whatever they could add to it. And it was going to
be. Were they going to turn it into an NFT?
Yep.
Genius. Genius.
I didn't do it.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
There could have been an official Ryan McGee NFT.
There could have been. Oh, well. It was a very interesting experience.
Yeah, I'm into NFTs.
It
nice
was
fucking testicles.
It was the chef was nice and made delicious food, but most of the people there just it was like walking into what a think if Fox News made a movie about California, and yes, this was in California, but like this is like where they would set it. Like this is the setting.
NFTs are ridiculous. Awesome. Ridiculously awesome.
Yeah.
Luke, the one who's editing
I got the gym. I got the...
No, I know. I've only ever considered buying one NFT. And that was
really?
When Rachel Dolezal dropped an NFT collection. And if you bought all the NFTs, you'd get an actual painting from Rachel Dolezal. And Luke and I are big Rachel heads. We're big Dolezal heads. So he got me a signed picture of her that's on my fridge.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I just opened my mailbox one day and just said a letter from Rachel Dolezal. I was like, what the fuck? And I opened it up.
She said hello to our patrons before.
Yeah, well, she was helping mediate an argument between Danny Sexbang and Kenny G. But basically, yeah, I that's the only time I ever considered, like, what if I actually bought a Rachel Dolezal NFT? Because surprise, surprise, the floor price is very low. But I didn't.
I still don't quite, like, I understand what it is, but I don't get the point of, like, why.
It's just, like, basically, it's just putting something in the blockchain that says this is yours.
So?
Yeah.
Does it have any, I mean, of course, it looks like it has legal precedent.
It has legal and monetary.
Show because his Bored Ape got stolen.
It's the whole point of it is basically it's like, oh, I have this collectible digital art piece and this says that it's mine and then I can sell it for money. So it's, you know, it's just a market thing. It's,
but you can just like, I could just paint something and then sell it.
Yeah.
Like, why does it need to be a part of a,
well, the biggest problem with it is just the ridiculous amount of energy it wastes. Although it just the entire blockchain in general, it uses crazy
minting an NFT.
Yeah. Minting an NFT is, before I knew about NFTs, I heard about the concept and I was like, oh, and I tweeted and I was like, I want to make some NFTs. This sounds cool.
Is it the same?
And then I was like, oh no, I don't.
Like, what is it? Cryptocurrency?
Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same problem as cryptocurrency. Just because it's all running the same. It's just like a stupid amount of energy being used for.
Do you think it's fat or do you think it's here to stay?
Oh, it's here to stay, I think.
NFTs?
Yeah. It might. I think that crypto and NFTs are both like.
Crypto definitely.
I don't think they're fads.
Crypto's been around for forever.
Yeah. I think it obviously. Right now people are saying it's dead, but it's also like. Crypto? The entire global market is crashing, and it follows that as much as people are like, oh, it's not regular. It's not
making yourself feel better or something.
No, but yeah, I think that's gonna be around for a while.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I like how Twitter. You can change your profile picture shape if you have
an NFT. I actually, the second Pride Month was over, 12 a.m. on July 1st. I went to our Twitter to go change the. Our avatar, and I noticed, I was like, oh, I could choose an NFT.
But
I don't have any NFTs. Yeah.
Well, I think it would be cool if they gave verified people their own shape.
That would be awesome.
We could be hexagons.
That's what the NFTs
octagons.
Are. Octagons, yeah. There's more sides to it.
We could be trapezoids.
We could be septagons.
Ooh, seven? Mm-hmm. Sign?
I think so. I don't know if septagon's real. I just took a Is that a real thing?
Septagon?
Pentagon, hexagon, septagon. You know what's funny, though? September, that's the 9th month. October, that's 8, that's the 10th month. December, that means 10, yeah, but it's 12. You ever thought about that?
Do you think about this stuff?
I think about this all the time. What do you think about that? I think that it's kind of weird that the numbers are shifted like that, you know? Septagon?
Should we bring this up to the Supreme Court?
I think the Supreme Court should change it so October is the 8th month because it's oct. I think that the Supreme Court would. Honestly,
but they're in such good spots.
October would be really hot if they moved it.
It's still pretty hot in South Carolina in October.
Yeah. I mean, I LA is fucking fair. Burning hot in October.
Like the South Carolina State Fair.
Ow! Ow! Was Michael there?
Yeah.
Man, I miss the state fair.
There would always be like some Christian rock band that is playing.
And like pig races.
Oh, pig races. They have little ducklings that go down a little slide and then run back up and go down the slide again.
Oh, that was my favorite part was the ducklings. And you could buy them.
Yep.
And I always wanted one. My dad's like, what the fuck are you going to do with a duckling? But basically.
Ducks are pretty awesome pets, apparently.
They're great pets. But yeah, they'd run up the slide to get the food and then. It was actually kind of cruel if you think about it, because what they would do is they would put the food like a little bit too far away, so they would try to get it and then slide down the slide, come back up, slide down the slide. But it was
you get
was
people
cute.
Doing this number, clapping their hands together, enjoying a good old time with their stepson at the South Carolina State Fair, which there is usually always a shooting at,
always or a stabbing every single year. In Charleston and in Columbia, because they would come to both, there would be a shooting or a stabbing without fail every single year.
At the fair.
Yes. Usually, I think it was mainly because, like, gang members run into each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, whoosh.
What do you, like, imagine, like, spotting someone, like, on, like, in a different gang, you know, because we're in a gang.
Oh, but I can't say which one.
No. But imagine spotting someone, like, on the fucking, like, ship ride, just like, wait a second.
Damn it.
Or on the UFO one. The crazy mouse one.
The UFO one, he's trying to like point the gun. Like, he's like pushing his hand, like, ah. Shoots it and the bullet curves. You know, speaking of small yellow things, I just went and saw The Minions, The Rise of Gru.
And you liked it.
I loved it.
I still haven't been to a theater yet. I think I'm building.
You still haven't since COVID?
Not since. I did after COVID a little bit. After COVID, when theaters opened back up. But this, I haven't gone to the movie since like probably like late April.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to, I'm not going to lie. So I went into this, donning my suit, and I went into this movie thinking that, oh, this is going to suck. I'm going to be miserable. I sat down.
Have you seen the first Minions movie?
No, I've seen Despicable Me. But I sat down and I, pretty quick off the bat, like, I actually.
Enjoyed it?
Well, so I'm sitting next to Ben Beal, and Ben loves every movie. Like, it's very easy to please him. And I'm sitting there, and he's just like, just like laughing. I'm just like, okay, so he really likes it. But then I found myself laughing. And there were actually, like, there's some funny parts in that movie.
There's
and
some the adult humor.
There is. They show a lot of Minion ass.
Some what is that word that I learned from the movie posters? Innuendo.
There are innuendos, and they show a lot of Minion ass.
Good.
Like, 4 or 5 times they
is
show
he walking
ass.
Away with a towel, and his butt's going, whoop, whoop, whoop. I think that was in the first Minion movie.
Well, you see Gru, young Gru.
See his bare ass?
You do, yeah. He's, like, nice. 11. I don't know. It's interesting. But they have a full frontal.
Of a Minion?
Of Gru.
Damn.
They show
like,
his
like
penis.
The Bart Simpson.
Yeah, they show his penis. Erect, too.
In a PG-13 movie.
No,
this was in The Simpsons. I know. Oh. Minions is PG, I'm guessing.
I want to say Minions is almost G, so more kids can go see it.
I think it's PG. What do you think?
I don't know, man.
Do you think it's G?
I think it's G.
Okay.
It was a good movie, though. It had a fun soundtrack, and I saw Fantano didn't like the soundtrack. He can go fuck himself. Minions are
PG. I like the first one because it felt like a. I know they had talking characters too, but with the Minions, it always feels like a Tom and Jerry episode.
Well, you went and saw it in theaters
by myself.
Yes,
the first one,
dude. It's always only like these specific movies where it's like
the live action Cinderella I saw by myself that Disney did back in like 2016.
No, because I know you love going to see movies by yourself, and there's nothing weird about that. It's just the ones that you go see by yourself are always like
they're the ones that I'm not gonna.
Go
at the time,
yeah,
I'm
I
not
know.
Gonna. I know you and I went to go see the Emoji Movie, but that was like more of a meme. But like these are movies that are actually like, this is just gonna not be fun to watch. I just like going to the movies at the time. I had Movie Pass.
That's right, you did.
So I was using that shit up.
Rest
all
in peace to
the
Movie Pass.
Time.
There was no way that was ever gonna be able to stick around and be like economic. No. Like it just made no sense. Then but you like, got to enjoy it during that little period.
And then the movie companies were like, we can make our own Movie Pass. And they did.
I saw a clip from 2016 or 2017 recently from Super Mega where it was you talking about, you were like, I already know what's going to happen. Paramount, Disney, like they're all going to have their own streaming services that you have to pay for individually. And I was
now
like,
now there's Paramount Plus.
Yeah, no, literally it was like you called it out exactly how it was going
to
be.
I mean, I think a lot of people also called it out. It was pretty easy to predict because, like, I mean, you're a big company. You want to make some money.
I thought that...
Why not gatekeep shit?
Gatekeep?
Gatekeep.
Oh.
Gatekeep is what our company does.
Yeah, it does.
So well, far. Until we fire Layton.
Maybe not for long.
We're the gatekeepers.
Oh, hey, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, he waved.
Yeah,
wait, Jim.
Jim.
Wow. Oh, okay. It took you. Did you have to do a deep breath before walking to open the door?
What do you mean? I just was walking away.
No, that you felt that like there was enough time for like a.
Yeah, it was definitely. Like, Jim.
Yep.
Hey.
Build
no,
yourself
no, I'm
up.
Not upset to be, I'm happy to be here.
No, now you are.
Jim.
Yeah.
Come here. Will you show everyone your shirt?
It says Minority Report.
Yeah, is that what you do on the weekend for funds?
Come on, dude.
Come on, Matt. Hey, you really got him there.
You got a lot of holes in your shirt.
I know. It's because I run a lot.
Yeah, and your muscles swell up. And
yeah, they rip through the shirt.
Yeah, it looks good. Stamps. Oh, you got stamps?
Yeah.
Those are some nice stamps. They have the American flag on them, right?
How much are stamps
God
nowadays?
God bless America.
Guess how much?
When I was a kid, I remember stamps were like 20-something cents maybe, right?
They're 20.
I don't know, because I use stamps.com.
This was.
I don't go buy them at the post office. I use stamps.com.
Yeah, I use stamps.com too.
Good.
Yeah,
as you should.
Yeah.
But this was $20.
Yeah, both of those were $20.
Not if
you use stamps.com.
Yeah.
You could save up to 86% off.
I don't even know if they're
They might not be sponsored. They're a great service.
But
okay. I'll just give them that. They are a great service.
We'll be seeing you soon because wait a second.
Yeah, what's up?
Do we need to take another Ryan back break?
Yeah, we might have to take another Ryan back break.
Is it enough time to take another?
Absolutely.
All right, okay. Time to go rest my back.
Go rest that back, and we'll be right back after these.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Some pretty sick and gnarly ad reads were just put in the podcast before I said that.
They were, and they sounded great, man. And I would buy all of those products to support the podcast.
Whatever they are.
They're great. They're great ad reads. And I also just realized I'm a dumbass, dude.
What?
I have a pimple patch on my face I'm going to take off before starting the podcast. Can we restart?
The whole podcast?
Yes. Look.
Has it been there the whole podcast?
Yes, it's been right here the whole time. I'm taking it off right now. Ow. Jesus. Well, are we going to restart or not?
No. Matt, I thought you just knew and you were just wearing it. I thought you were like fully just confident and like people wear pimple patches a lot of the time.
Yeah, not me, Ryan. I don't get acne. You know that.
I'm sorry. Next time I'll notice. I'll make sure to do a pimple patch check. Pimple patch check. All right. See, it's even fun.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know?
Make a little fun thing out of it.
Exactly.
But what's new with you? Besides tomorrow, back update for Ryan McGee.
Yep.
The back saga.
Tomorrow, I go to a surgical center and I get an epidural shot in the lower lumbar region of my spine that's filled with steroids that'll hopefully reduce inflammation. I've heard people say that these epidural shots for like the back don't help them. Sometimes it's like, oh, it's a life changer. I was told today by my physical therapist that you might not even feel the positive effects until the second shot because it's a series of 2 to 3 shots you get.
Well,
over like a, like you'll get the second one 1 month or so. I think they're separated like by a month or two or something like that.
Well, I mean, the good news is it's what they give to women giving childbirth. So,
and that's pretty painful.
Yeah, my mom refused it when giving birth to me.
She thought it was a beautiful. Yeah, the pain, like, was like, a beautiful thing.
She's like, I don't want to be doped up during this. I want to like experience the beauty of it. And I'm like, okay, well, suit yourself.
I hate to do this to you, buddy. I hate to leave you high and dry.
Well, you don't want to leave yourself high and dry because you don't have any water. That's what it is, right?
Do you need more water too?
No, I just refilled my water during the break. Because I'm responsible.
Look. Can I go?
Okay, go get your water.
Do you have a topic to? I can give you a topic, or if you have topic,
give me a topic to discuss while you're gone.
Let's go, with,
Brandon.
I was okay. Let's talk about that meme.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh yeah, that new hype meme that's just been released.
President Joseph Brandon. Okay. Yeah. So.
Oh, actually, if you were to go on a date with Joseph Biden, and it has to be like a long, like planned thing, what would it be? And you have to explain why. Okay.
Well, if I had to take President Joseph Reginald Biden
the third on a date, I think what I would do is, I you know, one tactic people use on dates is they go to theme parks or horror movies. And why do they do that? Well, this is a little bit of psychology for you. When someone is scared or they feel that rush, they feel more attached to you. So you can emotionally manipulate someone on a date by taking them on a roller coaster, and then they'll confuse those feelings for true love. So I'd probably take Joe on a Six Flags. I don't know if he'd be allowed to ride the roller coasters. He might be over the age limit. He might have like a heart attack. I could see him having a heart attack on one of those roller coasters. But then afterwards, Six Flags is great too, because then we could get ice cream, and he loves ice cream.
Six Flags?
Yeah, talking about, you know.
So how did it start?
Well, I was talking also about how, you know, when on a date, if you go to like a horror movie or a roller coaster, people become more attached because their brains can confuse that rush with love. So I thought that taking him to Six Flags would be great. But then I also realized, well, maybe that wouldn't be great because he's like
heart
in his
rate.
80s. Yeah. And, you know, Six Flags does actually have one roller coaster that's too intense.
Yeah.
The X, whatever. I forgot what it's called.
I haven't been to Six Flags in over a decade, I would imagine.
Oh, dude, we got to go to Magic Mountain. It's amazing.
As soon as I'm able. I'm willing.
Once you're
able-bodied.
Okay. Well, once you're able, we got to go. But I would take Joe there. Maybe we'd stick to the easy. Like,
is that where you would start the date?
Well, I don't want to take him out for food before we go to an amusement park.
You're right.
But
you're
you know how much Joe Biden loves ice cream?
Yes.
There's ice cream at Six Flags. Get him some ice cream. He's a
as
happy
you're walking.
There.
No, it's even okay. Think about this. You take him, have a fun day at the park, you know, but you're drinking water throughout the day. And then you get ice cream after the last ride. So the walk back to the parking lot, he's distracted eating his ice cream. So he's not thinking about how long of a walk it is to the car.
Oh, yeah. It's optimized.
Yeah.
It's like an optimal date. And then, you know, maybe
get him a waffle cone, too, because he'll spend so much time just like gnawing at that.
He will gnaw at that thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully he doesn't drop his ice cream like last time. Got to walk all the way back and he cried.
Yeah.
But, you know, afterwards. You know, Magic Mountain's pretty far up north. It's in Valencia, I think.
I love that shirt that you're wearing. It's a really
good
shirt.
Oh, thank you. I got this at a thrift shop not too long ago.
I feel like I've said that before about this shirt.
Yeah, it's what's it say? Champion Snooze Squad. And it's like some bears snoozing.
Bear family.
From Turtle Bay. I don't even know where that is.
Sorry to interrupt you. I just had
no, it's totally
I was
fine.
Just like, I really like that shirt.
Thank you, man.
You could probably see it in my eyes. I was like looking at your shirt and I probably had a
furrowed
brow.
Do I have something on my shirt? There's some stains on it because it's an old used shirt, but you know, can't fault a brother. But basically afterwards, I don't want the date to be over just then. I would probably take him out to dinner, but something light because we were on roller coasters all day.
Yeah.
So maybe I'd take him
out
to
Olive
Garden. No, not Olive Garden. That's too heavy. That's the last thing you want after riding some roller coasters. But also, you could work up a pretty hefty appetite walking around Six Flags.
Take him to get like a Chick-fil-A cool wrap with some avocado lime dressing.
Oh, that is pretty good. You know, also, I'm sure Joe Biden loves Chick-fil-A.
Oh, 100%.
He's got to love it, you know? Maybe get him a little sweet tea. Not too much, though. I don't want to have too much sugar after like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Plus,
you're talking about you did go to the amusement park, as you've been saying, so you don't want to add to it because he's still going to be feeling that adrenaline from the amusement park. He's going to be feeling that for probably the weekend.
And I'm
assuming this starts on a Friday, or this date's on a Friday, or maybe Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Okay, so he still has Sunday to recuperate from Monday.
And also,
the president is a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's off on the weekends, and he doesn't have to worry about his duties, but I'm pretty sure he probably would be pumped up on Adderall before he even meets me at the, you know, amusement park. So I am a little concerned about his heart rate, but then I'd take him to Chick-fil-A, and then afterwards, I don't know. Joe, do you want to come back to my place for a bit? Maybe put on a record?
What if you were invited to the White House?
I hope we go back to my place. Joe, get on his jet, go to the fucking White House.
My wife's on a business trip.
End up sitting in the, like, sitting on the edge of the bed kind of awkwardly, like the same bed that Abraham Lincoln slept in. I'm just like, you like old fashions? Makes me like a fucking drink. Yeah, sure,
Abe Lincoln, man. What a guy. You know?
Yeah. He was a guy, all right.
He single-handedly freed the slaves.
He did.
I learned that
The Declaration of Independence.
In high school.
Yeah. Also, he was a vampire slayer. I watched most of that movie recently.
I saw that movie in fucking theaters.
Of course you saw it in theaters, dude.
Was it with my dad?
Were you by yourself?
No, I was with a group.
Okay, well, I watched like a little more than half of it recently. And it was better than I anticipated. The budget
I wanted
is
it
high.
To be even more wacky.
The
like,
budget
I think
high.
The camp should have been way more.
Dude, the part I was like, this is fucking ridiculous, is when it's like near the beginning when he's chasing the vampire and they're like, there's like a stampede of horses and they're running across the horses.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know?
Like, it gets goofy, but like, I kind of wanted it to be just.
The visuals are
more
good.
More batshit.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, bat.
Exactly.
Nice! The visuals were pretty, like.
You know what I did see with my dad?
What'd you see with your dad?
I think
Vampires suck?
No.
Oh.
I think it was called, like, Dracula, like, Legends Untold or some bullshit like that. It was, like, this Dracula movie where they tried to make him a badass. I think they were kind of trying, you know. Do you remember when Universal Studios, I think it was Universal, was trying to take their monster properties and kind of create their own Marvel-esque universe around them?
Yeah.
That's why Tom Cruise redid The Mummy.
Yeah.
And it was going to be a part of this thing. Apparently, there's a scene with Russell Crowe at the end where he's Dr. Jekyll.
What about Mr. Hyde? The same person, right?
Yeah.
He's just like split personality?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I kind of want to see like just... This is going to be stupid. I know every...
Why Russell Crowe? I have nothing against him, just...
I think because he's good when he's angry. Because he's in the trailer for the new Thor movie that's coming out in like 2 days.
Does Russell Crowe play Wolverine?
No, that would be Hugh Jackman.
Okay. More like huge ass, man.
You make that joke every time.
Do I really make that every time?
Yeah.
It's a sign I'm
more
a simple-minded
like huge
man.
Ass, man.
I didn't even know I'd made that joke before, so.
Really?
Yeah.
You've done it several times.
Well, I'm a simple-minded man.
I love it, though. I love
it. But that just shows, like, how the neural pathways in my brain work. I hear that, and it immediately fires the same neurons each time. Like, huge ass, man.
Not only do you think of it, but, like, you like, say it, and you're like, more like, huge ass, man.
And then after this, those paths won't be traveled again until I hear it again. And then they haven't been traveled, so I'll forget about it. And I'm like, guys, I already said that joke.
Yeah, I love it though.
Thank you.
It's a good joke.
Thank you.
I always think you do it like intentionally.
No,
like,
no, I actually
times.
Didn't know that I've even done that once.
Really?
Yeah, dude. That actually I thought was like the first time I've done that joke.
No, like even like if we're not even in content, like if we're talking, like if I brought up Logan, like Wolverine, I'm like, yeah, you know, remember the Hugh Jackman? More like huge ass man.
Well, it's his fault for having that name, dude.
It's a stupid, fucked up Australian name.
Yeah, man, fucking ridiculous. But I do hope that they turn Tom Cruise's Mummy and.
Well, I think it's been canceled because all those movies did so bad.
No.
Yeah. Tom Cruise but there's a new Mission Impossible that he's making, I think.
Bro, Tucker has gone to see Top Gun Maverick by himself in theaters twice.
Which I haven't even seen it once.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the original Top Gun.
He said it's really good. He's like, so. He was trying to get people to go with him like weeks before because I think he's wanted to see this movie. And he found this promotion where it was like, if you go to like Top Gun Maverick and show your ticket, like you can get like free appetizers at Applebee's or something.
Oh, shit.
And
half off apps? After
yeah.
Midnight?
Yeah. So he wanted us to do that with him. And I was like, oh, I'm good, man.
And I couldn't go out still.
Yeah. So basically he did that. So he was making plans to see this movie. Then he saw it again by himself. And
he really liked it.
He said the cinematography, like with the jets, is really cool.
I believe it.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it actually looks pretty good.
Because they actually go up and film those scenes in the jets.
So apparently, he said the last scene, Tom Cruise is actually flying his own private jet.
Really?
Yeah. You know, just.
Good
really,
for him.
I want to get into Microsoft Flight Simulator really bad. I've been watching a bunch of how-to videos.
I tried to download it on my computer at one point, but it couldn't handle it. Even though I have a pretty beefed up computer,
yeah.
Maybe I needed to change some fucking settings, but it was stuttering.
You have the render distance on maximum.
And maybe the launch of it was very sloppy. I really didn't like stay around too long to find out. It was like choppy. I'm like, this is taking so much space off of my hard drive. If it's not working,
I want
to
get like
I'm
the
good.
Sticks and stuff.
Ooh.
Because like, you know, with my keyboard and everything, it's like, okay, I'm taking off. But if I have like the yoke and everything.
You got to try to land in the Hudson.
Ooh, I will. Well, what I actually thought about
doing.
It's
been done before.
It has been. Tom Hanks did it.
Zero lives lost.
That is very impressive.
Yeah.
That Tom Hanks pulled that one off. But I would like to get really good. I wanted to secretly get really good at Flight Simulator because, like, you're actually learning how to fly
and
a plane.
And we play it on the channel.
And then you'd be like, okay, do you know how to play it? I'm like, no, I'll figure it out. And then just be like, I've been watching tutorials on how to do it.
When, like, later in life, like, in your, when you're in your 30s, are you just going to kind of get into, like, potentially, maybe this is more of a 40s thing for you. You're actually going to give your, like, try to get yourself a pilot's license. Not to
that
be,
that sounds
like
a midlife crisis.
Not to actually own a plane, but just to be like, yeah, I got my pilot's license.
I think knowing how to fly would be cool.
Don't you need to get it renewed, like, every, like, some, how often do you need to get a pilot's
on, like, a
license?
Driver's license where you can be 95 years old and controlling 6 tons of steel and explosive fuel going 80 miles per hour. No, but I watched a bunch of how-to videos on Flight Simulator and how to take off and land, and I think I might have it down. I just haven't tried it yet.
Listen to this, Matthew.
I'm about to get a load of it.
Every 2 years, you will need to complete a biannual flight review.
So, I mean, someone has to watch me fly?
With an authorized instructor, yeah. You will also need to renew your medical every 2 to 5 years, depending on class and age. So they look after planes pretty well.
Why not cars?
Or, well, I don't want to say it.
Don't say it, what? Trains?
I don't want to get political.
Automobiles? You're about to get political?
Yeah, I was about to say something that would probably upset people. Oh yeah, heroin.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
They don't check your heroin license. You get it once and then, oh, good for the rest of your life. Pretty ridiculous, man. The way they just let us, go get my medical heroin license. When I got mine, I barely had to do any kind of background check.
Well, I told the doctor, like, I have anxiety and it just put back pain on my, like, little medical card that I get for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably easier to sell heroin for back pain than anxiety because everyone's got anxiety nowadays.
Yeah, but not everyone has heroin.
No. Well, that's why I love California. Now that they've medically introduced heroin onto the marketplace.
That's just like, it's truly Obama's America in California.
I don't know, and a lot of people will get mad about that and go, oh, okay, well, I'm going to move to Nashville. Yeah, do they have heroin in Nashville? They don't have heroin in the South. They don't have many drugs in the South.
No. They have, like, I don't know.
K2,
sparkling water.
Yeah. Fucking spice, dude, at the gas station.
Spice.
Yeah, K2.
That's,
do you remember that stuff?
Are you a spice runner?
I'm a spice head.
Hey, in Star Wars, spice is a big drug.
Oh, is spice a drug in Star Wars?
You're a spice runner. I think it's a drug.
It sounds like it. Do you remember?
I'm hooked on spice.
Remember that trend, though? That
sounds like space in an Australian accent.
Spice. Oh, spice. Yes, it does. Spice.
I'm going to spice.
What about, but do you remember that in South Carolina? Like, there was that big, like, panic with K2. Do you remember K2? Mm. It was synthetic marijuana that they would sell at smoke shops.
I remember, I didn't really learn about that until, like, after I moved out here, and all of a sudden people from South Carolina were talking about, they weren't talking about K2, they were talking about there's this other thing that they're smoking.
Oh, Delta 8?
Yeah, Delta 8.
Well, Delta 8's really popular now, and Delta 8 is almost pretty much just weed. But K2 is, like, a fully synthetic marijuana that people would smoke and, like, go crazy and, like, jump out of, like, a third floor window.
Sounds like bath salts.
Yeah, no, it would make people go absolutely batshit insane. Like, it's not like weed at all.
Zombies.
I watched a video of a dude doing salvia, and he just, like, gets up and just jumps out of his second story window.
Still have some.
You still have the salvia I bought you?
Oh, yeah.
I bought Ryan salvia for his birthday once.
I'm saving it for a special occasion.
Yeah. Well, I was at a smoke shop in Hollywood, and I was getting you your bong or something, and I was like, salvia is legal? And he's like, yeah, it's great, man. I was like,
it's great,
I was like, let me get some. But I've just heard with salvia, you have to, like, inhale and hold it, and it's painful. And
that's the fun.
I'll smoke salvia with you once if you're down.
Yeah.
Special occasion.
Maybe for my birthday next year.
It seems like... It seems like it just sends you through hell for 10 minutes. Like, remember when Miley Cyrus smoked salvia? Do you remember that? That was like the big beginning thing of her fall off.
Miley Cyrus did a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah, but that video came out of her smoking salvia, and I was like, oh, That's how I found out what salvia was.
Through Super. Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, that video where she's smoking it. Megheads who love salvia.
Remember that one.
Is it epic? You guys like it? No, salvia actually scares the shit out of me.
I forget. Miley Cyrus, are they back on like, they're like, that was a phase of mine. I'm actually, or are they still like, yo, what up, homie?
I don't know. I've seen lots of pictures of Miley Cyrus pissing.
Yes.
How many dudes just stopped the podcast and went to go look that
Wait,
up?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll go to Miley Cyrus's Instagram account.
Just right there, front and center. Oh, man. Yeah, Miley Cyrus is a... Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, they both had those phases. Justin Bieber seems like he's mellowed now, you know? Like, he's like, oh, I was a little bit of a bad boy. I guess growing up rich and famous will do that to you.
She, seems like Miley Cyrus.
Like crazy Miley Cyrus or like chill Miley Cyrus?
Sitting in bed with some tea.
Yeah, it looks a little more chill, a little more reserved.
And, here, let's... A nice little cowboy hat.
She looks a lot more reserved.
Oh.
Just judging women on the podcast. Just going through their Instagram.
I just held up a picture of Miley Cyrus giving like a scowl look to Matt. That was a good reaction. That got me to gut bust.
Dude, did you just bust on the podcast? I got Ryan to bust.
My God, you're busted, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Well, that means that we're done with this episode because you busted. So
okay. That's
all the time we got. Once Ryan busts, that's how we know it's done.
Thanks for joining us on
this
episode.
Thanks for joining us. You can go get this ad free on our Patreon if you want, plus a bunch of bonus shit.
Yeah.
We need the Q&A. Fuck. Okay. Yeah, guys, but lots of fun stuff on the way. Episode.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.